Testing, testing. Shinkai Christmas.
オタク初心者ポッドキャスト。
Hi, welcome all weebs, otakus.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
You know?
Yeah. We start again? 3, 2, 1.
Go. Hi, everyone. Welcome
to the Otaku Noobs podcast. Start over. Hi, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the Otaku Noobs podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Laura.
And I'm Nancy.
Yes, welcome to all otakus.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome, weebs, and everything
in between.
There you go. And I hope everyone's well.
Yeah. Welcome to our Shinkai Christmas.
Yeah. Yep. Year two.
Yep.
We just planned Shinkai Christmas Part 3. Tune in next year.
Yeah, right?
But yeah, I hope everyone's doing well. We're a podcast that talks about anime in Japan.
And anything in between.
And everything in between, literally.
Food.
We just ate some good food.
We did.
I keep thinking about the esquite mac and cheese.
Oh yeah, that was really good.
That's the best thing we ate.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else was like, eh. We're dreaming of mac and cheese. Yeah. Just letting you know, that's all that's in our head right now. That delicious mac and cheese. I was a little overwhelmed with everyone around us, but that mac and cheese.
Can anyone guess where we went?
The happiest place on earth, sort of. But let's move on to anime news. We always drift off of our podcast and like go to our made-up Disney podcast. But do you know what our anime news is? Everyone's really excited.
I mean, I heard of it, but I've never partaken any of it at all. But it's...
This is for our gamer otakus.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 6 is finally coming April 4th?
Yes, April 4th.
2025.
The trailer looks really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those things where Eric... For those of you who don't know my husband, he was like, watch it. Look at the trailer. It's only a minute and a half. And when you don't really care about stuff like that, mm-hmm. a minute and a half sounds like a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it. I was like, all right, I got to be supportive. He likes these fucking games.
Yeah.
This is what's going to take over, you know, my place, this game.
Yeah.
April 4th and onward. So I sat down and watched it, and it looks pretty fucking cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, after 10 years, I'm sure, you know.
But I don't know. I got me kind of pumped.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like those games.
Yeah, well,
I was like, that's fucking cool. Female and male duo.
Mm.
Protagonist. It's usually just some dude.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
And it takes place in Miami, I believe, because all the scenes look very Florida.
Oh, okay. Very tropical.
Yes, and there's like a CC cam, like a little quick little footage in it.
Mm-hmm.
A CC camera, and it's like a gator walking into like a 7-Eleven.
No, oh, that's too funny.
Where else but Florida?
Yeah.
Shout out to our Florida listeners.
7-Eleven.
Send me your gator footage.
That's a spot.
One other little bit for anime news. On Crunchyroll, you can now pick new icons. And I definitely updated mine.
Cool. Sorry, I took a big old yawn there, guys.
Should I leave the gap? Nancy's been up since like 3 in the morning. So.
I have been up, and it's now 6:42 p.m.
So
our time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
the past.
I'm trying to keep up.
Yeah.
Keep up.
Keep on keeping on, Nancy. Oh my God, we have a novel, guys.
Yeah. So get
ready. So today we're gonna be talking about Makoto Shinkai movie, Children Who Chase Lost Voices. And what's the Japanese title? I think it's Beneath the Earth or Beneath the Land or... It has a very long title. And this one already does too in English.
Children Who Chase Stars, right?
I don't know.
Something, yeah, it's something different, but...
But spoiler alert, we're going to be talking about Children Who Chase Lost Voices.
Yes.
And the movie's available on YouTube for free,
mm-hmm.
in both English and Japanese.
Okay. Is that where you watched it?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to say that again?
I said, is that where we watched it? Whenever you guys hear those long pauses, it's because
it's going to be Nancy.
It's my yawn.
Yawning. Putting us to sleep. So yeah, we're going to be spoiling the fuck out of this movie. You've been warned from this moment on.
Spoiler.
There you go. Thank you for the alarm. So some facts. If you want to buy this movie, it's also available on Prime for $14.99. Give Makoto Shinkai some money.
Yep.
So you can keep making these beautiful movies.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
It was written and directed by our senpai, Shinkai.
Mm-hmm. Makoto.
Our homeboy. Shinkai.
It was released May 7th. It's my sister's birthday.
Isn't your sister's May 8th?
Oh, it is May 8th.
Ooh, shame.
May 7th. It was May 7th.
I don't know.
I remember. Anyway.
You just had a good strain.
Let me go back to this. So it was released May 7th, 2011 in Japan. The runtime is 116 minutes. So it's about an hour and 56 minutes. Long ass movie.
She enjoyed it, can you tell?
Ratings is 7.1 out of 10 on IMDb, 7.5 out of 10 on My Anime List, and 4.5 out of 5 on Google Reviews, and 8.8 out of 10 on AnyWave. Those are pretty high ratings, huh?
I agree with AnyWave. I watched it last night. I was like, I'm going to fall asleep. I'm going to fall asleep. But I was...
7.9 once again.
Entertained. I was like, this is so pretty.
It is really pretty to watch. Yeah. But...
Of course, he likes to always pull at your heartstrings.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a movie about grief and death and accepting death and moving on. And,
yeah.
And everyone says it looks like a Studio Ghibli movie. Ghibli. I don't know how you say it. Yeah, how do you say it, everyone? Say it right now.
Ghibli.
I know we're all saying it wrong here in the U.S.
Ghibli. Yeah.
But yeah, I really enjoyed it.
We were just having this conversation with my family this weekend.
Mm.
I had my nephew Joey stayed over.
You're saying it wrong.
He was ranting about all kinds of stuff, and then we went off onto that, and I said, huh.
All right, get your shovels, get your crystals. We're going into the earth to look for lost voices.
Asuna Watase is a sixth grader who has been forced to grow up quickly ever since her father had died. While her mother, a nurse, works long shifts at a hospital. Asuna spends her solitary days listening to the mysterious music emanating from the cat's whiskers receiver her father gave her, accompanied by her pet cat, Mimi, who bears strange red markings on her fur. Kind of looks like your cat.
I have a Mimi cat, yes. His name is Momo, though.
Yeah.
Replace a letter.
Yeah.
Or two.
Momo,
Mimi. Yin and Yang.
Yeah. So that's her cat.
I'll be posting pictures. Maybe if my cat lets me take pictures,
I'll
post a picture of Momo. He's like, no pictures, please. I'm sleeping. He's a diva.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he is. He's also 12, so deserved, you know. So one day while Asuna's walking to her clubhouse... A clubhouse is a stretch. It's a cave.
It's a treehouse.
It's a tree. Yes, it's a cave. But I like how she has all her little stuff. It's just shelves. She's been doing it for a while. While she's crossing a bridge, she is attacked by a fearsome creature. People are saying it looks like a bear, but it kind of looks like a bear. Yeah. The body looks like a bear. It does not have a head of a bear.
No.
So she's attacked by this creature, but right before she gets attacked, she's saved by this mysterious teenage boy who calls himself Shun. And it seems to be crush at first sight. Or love.
Cute.
Very cute. Asuna treats Shun's wounds. They go to her clubhouse and she has a first aid kit after fighting the creature. And
she has Wi-Fi in there.
She's like, hey, I have a cat whisker radio. Do you want to listen to it? And they go to this like little ridge and Shun tells her how he's from another country called Agartha. Agartha, I believe, right?
Arthur.
And that he came to visit this place to find something. And he's like, hey, can I give you a blessing? And I was like, oh no, Mormon. And it's disguised as a kiss. Don't shake your head at me. So Asuna leaves in a hurry because she gets all shy and she's like, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget tomorrow. She tells him like 3 times. Shun's alone and he looks up at the stars and falls off the ledge to his death.
True warning.
Stop. It's sad because he's like looking up at the stars and he's like, I made it. I can touch them. Mm-hmm. And it's very dramatic and the music.
Yeah.
And he just kind of fades away and... Yeah. Did he just fall off the cliff? Did he die? He died before he fell, like before he hit the ground, right?
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
So the next morning, Asuna hears from her mother that a boy was found dead in the river, but refuses to believe it's Shun. In school, Mr. Morisaki, a substitute teacher, is giving a lecture on a book which grabs Asuna's attention when he mentions Arthur.
Agartha.
Yeah, he mentions Agartha, so...
Ding.
Yeah.
Shun, my boy crush, said he's from there.
Exactly. Which is the land of the dead. After school, she then visits Morisaka. She asks him about Agartha. Morisaki explains that long ago, when humankind was young, it needed the guidance of Quetzalcoatl's. Yeah. Keepers of the dead. Until humans mature and no longer needed them. They went underground along with a few humans who joined them.
I feel like, doesn't it sound like native or indigenous, like folklore?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's kind of cool. It's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, I like it. So afterwards, Asuna goes to her clubhouse and she finds another mysterious boy there who looks just like Shun standing on the ledge. Just then, like, they meet, and then just at that moment, a group of armed men called Archangels appear and start to attack both of them. There's a helicopter, there's people in guns and masks. It's kind of scary. It's like the Men in Black.
Yeah.
So...
Flashbacks.
Yeah, flashbacks. We're having flashbacks right now. We've talked about that, haven't we?
We have.
Yeah, weird stuff. The mysterious boy hides in the underground entrance with Asuna. They, like, run into the mountain. The two proceed further into the cave when the cave's entrance is bombed. Yeah, so he uses his little crystal, mm-hmm. opens the wall, moves the stone. My mind goes everywhere. I think about like Ancient Aliens, that show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, there's portals.
There is.
Yeah. The two meet one of these quartzal coddles or whatever they're called. It's basically... Thank you, Nancy. It's basically a ancient whale, I think is what he said it was. Mm. It's like a 50 million year old whale or something crazy. Shun gets attacked by this gatekeeper, as they call it, and he doesn't want to kill it. Mm-hmm. He gives Asuna the crystal, which is called a clavis, and he begins to fight back. He just wants to knock it out, is what he says. In that moment, Archangel shows up and they interfere and they kill the gatekeeper, and it's kind of hard to watch.
Right. No, it is.
Yeah. Like, I know this is a dinosaur, but it's still sad to see a creature get gunned down.
Yeah.
And so the Archangel Commander captures Asuna and tells her to use the clavis to open the gateway to Agartha. And the commander and Asuna enter the gateway, followed by the boy.
Mm-hmm.
And once inside, the commander reveals that he's the substitute teacher, Morisaki Sensei. And the boy reveals that he is Shin, Shun's younger brother. Morisaki then tells Shin that he wants to bring back his late wife from the dead. And Shin leaves. He's like, I got things to do. And leaves Asuna and Morisaki there. Like, you're on your own.
Yeah. He dipped out.
Yeah. He's, you're not my responsibility.
So Morisaki tells Asuna that she can go back, but she decides to accompany him. They both go into the realm via an underwater entrance. All the way down to the fucking underwater.
Yeah, they go down into the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever you think is deep, think deeper.
I was like, whoa, it just keeps going.
Anxiety.
Once inside, they journey to the gate of life and death, which can bring the souls of people back from the dead, along with Mimi, who had sneaked in inside Asuna's backpack.
Yeah, the little kitty cat's like a little stowaway.
Yeah.
So cute.
Upon arriving in his village, Shin is told he failed his mission to retrieve the clavis because Asuna has unknowingly returned with a fragment. So then Shin re-embarks to stop Asuna and Morisaki from wrecking havoc in Agartha.
Yeah, I remember like the elders were like, how does she get in? And he's like, I don't know, she has mine, but she also had her own. And it turns out to be that little stone that she was using on her radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so mystery.
Yes.
Along the way, Asuna is kidnapped by a race of monsters called the Izoku. Uh-huh. So they're kind of like shadow people. I told you they reminded me of the demons from the movie Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
She awakens in an enclosed area and meets a young girl named Mana. And they're both trapped and they're trying to escape and they're unable to. So as the day begins to darken, these creatures begin to appear and they realize that they can only move in the shadows. So they keep trying to escape and that's when they encounter Shin. Mm-hmm. He like shows up and he helps them escape, but he's wounded by this Izoku during the escape. Morisaki finds Asuna and Mana down by the river, as well as Shin, and he's all effed up with the help of Mimi. Like, Mimi guides him over to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Shin tries to retrieve the clavis crystal fragment that belongs to Asuna. However, he's too weak to put up a fight. His back is, like, scratched up by one of these monsters.
Yeah.
And Morisaki easily defends himself. Asuna convinces Morisaki to take him while Mana leads them to her village. And she's cute. She doesn't talk. And
mm-hmm. Once there, the villagers are at first reluctant to help the top dwellers.
Yeah, it's kind of like a prejudice, too.
Yeah, right?
They're like, get out of here, throwing rocks at them.
But the village elder convinces the guards to let them in. The elder allows them to stay one night at the village because they have brought Mana back, but they cannot stay more than that due to the past history in the top dwellers bring bad luck to Agartha.
Yeah, and you kind of get like a flashback from Grandpa. I just call him Grandpa because he's really old. People from our world with guns and violence and humans be humans.
Yeah, so they didn't want that one night. That's it. Meanwhile, Asuna checks up on Shin, but he yells at her to leave him alone.
Mm. Yeah, he's upset about his brother, and he's in trouble, you know, with his own little mission, and she's nothing but trouble. Girls, right? No, I'm kidding. The next morning, Asuna and Morisaki depart from... Oh my. The village name is...
Amaurot. Amaurot.
Yes. They depart from the village by boat. And the boat reminded me of this boat that we have at a park nearby. I need to maybe take a picture of it. Do a side-by-side.
Yeah.
But Mimi no longer wants to accompany them. And it's really sad because it's like, come with me. Come on, let's go on the boat. And she's just like, no.
Yeah.
And Grandpa's like, oh, well, these little creatures serve a purpose. And once they're done, they're done. Shin wakes up and finds that they're gone and Mimi has died. Little cat just like curled up and died.
Yeah.
Shin, Mana, and Grandpa proceed to offer Mimi's corpse to...
The Quetzalcoatl?
Yeah, like one of the oldest ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you that it reminded me of a Pink Floyd music video when he showed up.
Oh, yeah.
And when Shin sees the villagers riding away to go kill Asuna and Murasaki, he decides to follow them in order to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
And but mostly Asuna, because they're kind of like, will they, won't they?
Right.
At least in my mind. I don't know. I want these children to be cute little boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
So Murasaki and Asuna are walking towards a steep cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And their last obstacle before they reach where they need to go. And they're attacked by these villagers that were riding to kill them.
Yeah.
And Shin shows up and he holds them off and starts fighting. And it's kind of cool because he's like a good little swordsman for a child. And he gives them the advantage to start to climb down. But then that's when Asuna's like, I can't do this. It's really windy and she's apparently light as a feather and she's about to blow away.
Yeah.
And so she tells her teacher, like, you go on, I'll stay here. And he leaves her his gun. He's like, here you go. I'll give you my gun if you give me your clavis. And she's like, okay.
Yeah.
Also, Makoto Shinkai loves to give guns to children because there's another movie where he gives another child a gun.
Strange man.
I like him.
So meanwhile, Shin is fighting the villagers and is about to be killed when the villagers sense that the clavis crystal has reached the gate of life and death. They leave Shin and let him wander aimlessly, having betrayed his country.
I think it's funny too because they're like, oh well, it's reached it, nothing we can do. And they just like drop the fight.
Yeah, right? Let's go take care of this other business.
And they're like, get the fuck out of here, kid. Shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
So Asuna, following Morisaka's instructions to stay in the water during nighttime because of the Izoku, she walks aimlessly and asks herself why she came to Agartha. She finally accepts that she came to Agartha because she was feeling lonely.
Sad.
When the water dries up, she is attacked by the Izoku, but is saved yet again by Shin.
She tries to fight, but...
Yeah.
She has like a stick.
Yeah.
What is a stick gonna do?
Right. She's a twig.
She literally is.
So the two return to the cliff after seeing the arc of life descending. They encounter a Quetzalcoatl who is about to die.
It's the same one that took the Mimi.
Yeah. Before he dies, the Quetzalcoatl, it sings its song to send all of its memories into the world. Then Asuna now understands that the last song she heard in her world was Shun's song before he was to die. The Quetzalcoatl offers to take them to the bottom of the cliff.
Yeah, and the song, it kind of sounds like a whale.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like a whale. Like a whale singing, you know, like underwater sounds. Do you want to imitate a whale?
I'm not going to do that.
So at the bottom of the cliff, they both find the gate of life and death and enter it. Murasaki's already there, and he's made a wish for his late wife, Lisa, to return. However, her soul requires a vessel. Asuna and Shin find Murasaki, who tells Asuna that she shouldn't have come, and he's crying, and it's sad. She's soon possessed by the soul of Murasaki's wife. Also, God looks crazy. definitely all-seeing. You saw all those eyes.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, what are the angels from Neon Genesis Evangelion?
With all the eyes?
Mm-hmm. She's possessed, yes, by his wife's soul. But the price is insufficient. God's like, this kid's not enough.
Yeah.
So Murasaki also pays with the last of an eyeball. One of his eyeballs gets, like, struck and grows creepy veins around it. So to undo Asuna's possession, Shin tries to destroy the clavis crystal, despite Murasaki having a knife to his throat. Mm-hmm. And he ends up breaking the clavis, and it brings Asuna's soul back to her body.
Yeah.
After she has had a short reunion with Mimi and Shun, it's really cute. They're having tea.
Yeah.
Tea and crumpets.
Yeah.
It's sad because he's like, oh, you're leaving? And she's like, yes, I'm sorry. Farewell. She got to say her goodbye, though, which mm-hmm. I thought was, like, sweet.
Yeah.
And with both of them, because she wasn't there for the cat's death. Mm-hmm. Before Lisa leaves Asuna's body, she tells Murasaki to find happiness without her. Asuna is now back to her normal self, and Murasaki is obviously devastated and asks Shin to kill him. But Shin tells him to carry the burden of the deceased loved one, because that's humanity's curse, and telling Murasaki to live on. And yeah, 100%. Asuna heads back to the surface and is seen making a farewell to Shin and Murasaki, who choose to stay behind. And the film ends with an older Asuna looking out the window at the cliffside where she had met Shun and Shin. She says her goodbyes to her mother as she hurries to her graduation ceremony. And our movie ends.
And that was it.
All right, so final thoughts on this movie, Nancy.
I was in and out of the movie, guys, to be honest. I was trying not to fall asleep. However, I did really like the animation. Mm-hmm. I like that he makes a lot of it look so realistic. Like when they're looking through the textbooks and the books, they just look like like real books.
I know, you know? He puts like, a lot of detail in these little shots.
So I like the details in that, yeah.
It really does look like a Ghibli movie. Mm-hmm. With, like, Shinkai cinematography.
I did like the, surreal
fantasy.
That was really cool.
You should watch it when you're not sleepy.
I should.
Because it's very relaxing.
It is. That's probably music, why I was like, oh my gosh.
Very surreal.
How much longer do we have before I fall asleep here?
You're like, wait, how much longer? I'm like, dude, we have like another hour.
Yeah.
It's a nice movie. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. I watched it last night and I wasn't planning on watching the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Before I realized it was 11:15.
Oh wow.
And I'm like, I gotta go to bed. But I liked it. I agree with the ratings.
8 out of 10.
There you go. 8.8. We were looking at YouTube comments and most of them are like the same. The cat's cute. Mimi's cute.
Mimi's cute.
On Anywave, most of the comments were like, why haven't I seen this movie yet? Mm-hmm. Why isn't this movie more popular? Come on, people, watch it.
Who knows?
You like Miyazaki movies, you'll like this one.
Mm-hmm. It was nice. It was a nice little watch.
Watch it when you're not tired.
Whatever I caught.
When I was awake, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
So next week, we will be finishing our Makoto Shinkai Christmas with...
Ew.
I know, last one.
Yep.
The holiday just flew by.
It did. Yeah, the next one's going to be The Place Promised in... I wrote it down. In our...
Early days.
My glasses. I can't read this. There you go. The Place Promised in our early days.
I will be posting on our Instagram where you can watch it. Our Instagram is Otaku Noobs Pod. Don't forget to follow us.
Yes. Follow...
Give us 5-star rating. We really appreciate it. Send us a 5-star rating or an Apple one, and maybe we'll send you a sticker. Send us a screenshot. We have really cute stickers.
Yeah. Send
a mo note. I need to make more stickers. But yeah, if you have anything else to add?
No, that's it. I'm ready to go to sleep.
Nancy's in her PJs.
Trying to stay awake.
That's it. Well, let's go. She's done.
Take care, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Alrighty then. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.